We're going to begin this hour by catching up with the folks from CIMG Residential Mortgage. We've been visiting with a number of the folks there over the past few weeks in order to meet the team. And we got two members of the team here in the studio to catch up with us today. Of course, you know Jeremy Salemson. If you're a listener on a regular basis, he's back here in the studio. Jeremy, how's it going?
Aaron, it is going well. It's always a pleasure to be back in the studio with you, and I'm thrilled to have my teammate, Mr. Chris Holt, with us here today as well.
Chris, how's it going?
Wonderful, wonderful. Glad to be here.
Awesome. And this conversation made possible by CIMG Residential Mortgage, founded in 1997, still going strong after 23 years. So we're meeting Chris Holt today, and tell us about yourself. How did you get into this room in the first place?
Oh, yeah. I think I was kicking and screaming by Jeremy.
That's how I got into this room.
Is that right?
It's weird.
We decided we wanted to do a little bit of meet the team and talk about the people at CIMG and also talk about our focus on lending within the community and what it means to be a community member. And I work outside of the mortgage business. I've done some work as a yoga instructor and also as a yoga practitioner and meditation instructor. And I've been thinking a lot lately. We've had a lot of time. You know, one of the things with this whole COVID and working from home and all of this, there's been a lot of time to reflect on, what are you doing with your business, right? Mm-hmm. And I've been thinking about specifically the intersection of mindfulness and money.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. So how are we, are we mindful about how we spend our money? Are we mindful about how we invest our money? Right. We have this, phrase, put your money where your mouth is. But what about putting your money where your heart is?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so I think as individuals, that's something for a lot of us to be thinking about right now as we decide which businesses we patronize with our money, which businesses we borrow money from, which businesses we invest in when we buy stocks or invest through our retirement portfolios. I think those are super important, and it's a place that we've been almost afraid to talk about as a society, right? With what do you do with your money? So really putting some thought into what's important to me as an individual, what's important to my community and the health of my community. Those have been things that have become really interesting to me lately as we go through such a wild time.
What does it mean to be mindful? Because I think you're right. All of us are reflective. We're spending a lot more time thinking about things, but there are positive and negative ways to do that. So what does it mean to actually be mindful in a productive and positive way?
So I think a great first step is simply paying attention, right? We are on autopilot so much of the time, right? And we spend most of our time distracted by the bells and dings and whistles, many of which come from our cell phone, but also from the people around us. We're just inundated with information all the time, advertisements, right? You're kind of listening to an advertisement right now, right?
Right.
But hopefully it's making you think about what am I doing with my money, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe you're sitting there in your car at home right now having that conversation inside your head. And that's a good thing, actually thinking about it, right? Do I see a bed of roses or do I stop and smell them and experience them with all of my senses?
Yeah.
Right? So am I just making some calculated decisions on what stock I want to buy, or am I really thinking about the impact of that decision I'm making?
Mm-hmm.
So it's really more just a little more depth of involvement with your everyday life. And specifically, we're talking about money. But mindfulness, really, it's just about getting one more step deeper, hopefully without judgment, right? It can be very easy to delve into negativity as we start evaluating things on a deeper level. So approaching things without judgment and just becoming aware of them, I think, is a really great first step towards mindfulness.
I was speaking with Chris Holt. We've also got Jeremy Salemson in the studio, both from CIMG Residential Mortgage. And this conversation about mindfulness and money fits right in with CIMG's mission, because you are very consciously very connected to the community and the people within it. And that relates both to the relationship that you have with clients and also the work that you do in the community outside of the office, right?
Right. Well, I mean, you bring up a great point. It's a resonating theme from what Chris said, from what we're all about, really from day one. community, if you think about it, is imbued within the fabric of our soul, right? Because without community, we have nothing. We are nothing. We're not able to do what we do without the unwavering support of those within the community, both our customer base as well as our strategic partner base. It's the same thing with WCHL, right, Aaron? We talk about sort of this new campaign for local that you guys are pushing as well, and the nonprofit piece and the support that you're giving as well. And so we all have this responsibility to not only give back, but to support those that are in need, especially during tough times like this. And so when we look at what CIMG is all about, at the forefront of that conversation is community. And it has to be, and it has been, and it will continue to be for many years to come.
So let's talk about some of the events and the projects and the organizations that you've been supporting. One of them, and this is near and dear to my heart this week because we got an event coming up on Saturday, is Orange Habitat for Humanity.
Yes. So each year they have what's called their Hard Hats Fashion Show, which, as you mentioned, you're a part of this year. We've been a sponsor of this wonderful support program for the last couple of years, but we've been a sponsor of Habitat for many, many years. Mm-hmm. Typically through the Habitat builds that we've done, we'll do another one in 2020 as well. And again, you know, it's sort of the merger of housing and the needs that a lot of folks in our community have, and to be able to put those together and to sort of bring our expertise and our resources to support those the most in need, it's really a fantastic opportunity for all of us. So that's actually happening this Saturday night. Unfortunately, it won't be in person, but it will be virtual. Do you have additional details in terms of how people can access that?
I am going to be one of the models in this. And I can say, from my perspective, I am very happy that it's not live and in person, because we did have to record my segment a couple of times before we even got it anything close to right. But I think we nailed it after... Yeah. I don't know, take 14. We'll see how it goes.
Well, thank you for your support for that, but we're looking forward to another successful year. And again, all the money, the resources that are raised through that platform that ultimately go back into the community where it's needed most. To sort of extend your point earlier, obviously Habitat's been one. We've worked with Table, we've worked with Porch, two great resources here in the Carrboro Chapel Hill community. We've worked with the Interfaith Food Council as well in downtown Durham with their the garden a number of times. And Chris, obviously, has seen that since you've spent a lot of time in downtown Durham as well. Mm-hmm. One in particular that I'd like to bring attention to is an organization called the Fair Housing Project of Legal Aid of North Carolina. Now, this is an organization that we identified earlier this year when we really tried to wrap our heads around what our Black Lives Matter initiative and message was going to be. And we felt like this particular group embodied sort of the best of all of that in terms of the work that they're doing throughout North Carolina in all 100 counties. And so not only did we make a donation this year in 2020, but we're going to be making annual donations for the foreseeable future. And so I just want to bring some light to them. If you're listening and you'd like to learn more about that organization, or you'd like to donate, or both, you can do so easily on the web at fairhousingnc.org, a great organization doing some incredible work at a time when it's most needed.
What's some of the stuff that they do?
A lot of it is education. A lot of it is support for those in housing that need it the most. But it's really just about giving sort of their expertise to a group of individuals that may not have access to some of the resources that perhaps others do throughout the state.
Speaking with Jeremy Salemson and Chris Holton. Chris, back to you, because we talked about the intersection of mindfulness and money. That also relates to the way that you get out, and this is all of us as individuals, and you personally as an individual too, and take that mindfulness and use it in service in the community, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think donating a little bit of your personal time towards service in the community is critically important. It always reaps dividends, and you feel like you have more time for having just given a little portion of your time. We talked about Habitat for Humanity. One of the things I love about our company being spread out throughout the Triangle, we've done builds, you know, actually picking up and swinging hammers in Wake County, Orange County, Durham County. I've done a lot of work in Durham County with Durham Habitat. Last year, the Durham Regional Association of Realtors funded and built a home almost entirely through the Realtor Association, which I'm a part of, through their donations. That was a really wonderful experience to be out there with the homeowner putting up property, and it's a very tangible way to be of service.
Yeah.
And I actually found the home I live in now going on what they call a habitat tour, where you get
awesome.
In the car with a couple of the Habitat people and go look at their projects, which it's wonderful how much work they're doing in the community.
Jeremy, we've got to wrap up, but folks want to know more about CIMG Residential Mortgage. Where can they go? What can they do?
Well, we'd love for you to come see us on the web. CIMGINC.com is the URL. You know, just to kind of support what you guys have been talking about, we have a group called the Giving Back Group within ourselves. And it's an opportunity on a monthly basis to find volunteer opportunities throughout. And so we would like to encourage our partners as well to reach out to us if they have an awareness of different things that need addressing, whether it's resources, whether it's volunteer support, so that we can just do what we need to do in this community and giving back.
CIMGINC.com for more information. Go there now. Jeremy Salemson, Chris Holt, thank you so much for being with us today.
Aaron, as always, thank you, sir.
Wonderful to be here.